Good morning. It is Saturday, September 4th. 10 college football plays today. Going to get right into it. No sense wasting time on the radio when you can watch the games. So the first pick today is Rice plus 19.5. That's Rice visiting Arkansas, Rice plus 19.5. The second pick, which I've replaced this game here with another that I like better after doing them yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeyes on the money line over the Indiana Hoosiers. That's Iowa minus 170. That's the best line out there. I think there's some as high as 185. Obviously, the better line is more money in your pocket. Now, Iowa is 3.5 to 4 point favorite. There's a chance it's a field goal game. There's very, very high chance Iowa wins this game. There's no guarantees, but they should win the game. They're at home with a more experienced coaching staff starting right into Big Ten play the first game of the year rather than the cupcake schedules. But Iowa at minus 170 is a solid play. There's a lot of inherent value in that pick. Minus 3 is okay. But minus 170 to win by one or more is the better play. Also, if you're using FanDuel, I've seen that at plus 140 for Iowa to win by 1 to 13. Meaning if they win by 14 or more, you do not win the bet. And of course, if they lose, you don't win the bet. That actually has a lot of value as well. It should not be a 2-touchdown blowout. So you could split. I believe it's... there's two books, DraftKings and one other that had Iowa at minus 170. Yeah, there's two books at minus 170 just to win the game by any amount. And FanDuel has essentially a prop bet taking Iowa to win by 1 through 13 points, only 1 through 13 at plus 140. Splitting that bet makes a ton of sense. Also, if you're into parlays, you could include this in a parlay. Third game is Marshall minus 2 over Navy. Marshall's visiting Navy. Marshall's a 2-point favorite. Now, at this point, 1.5, 2, 2.5, they're all about the same. There's not a lot of value to buy a number on that. If you were to get to Marshall minus 3, now you're looking at a push if they win by a field goal, but 2.5. Not a ton of difference. So Marshall minus 2. The next game is Massachusetts visiting Pittsburgh. That game to go under 56. In this game, it's pretty simple. Massachusetts should not score many points, if any points. And I don't think Pittsburgh will score more than 56. It could be 52 to nothing, it could be 36 to 14, but under 56. The next game, Oregon State visiting Purdue. The total there, under 69. This should be a fairly close game. I do expect Purdue to win, but that's not the play. The play is under 69. The next game is University of Texas, San Antonio at Illinois. This is also a game on the total. This game to go under 50.5. Now, 50.5 is the best line out there. Most of them are at 50. And if you can get the extra point, half point, the hook on it, you take it as long as you're not paying too much. In this case, the line, the juice is exactly the same. You're just getting an extra half point. Essentially, that book is telling you, hey, come bet it here. So Texas San Antonio versus Illinois under 50.5. There's a lot of money coming in on Texas San Antonio plus the points, and that is not necessarily a bad bet. I do believe if you're going to bet this game, though, the better play is under 50.5 points. The next play is Southern Mississippi at Southern Alabama. And there's two picks on this play. It's Southern Mississippi plus 2 and the total under 57. Now, again, this game, there's going to be a little difference between the points. There is two books out there, Southern Mississippi plus 2, majority are 1.5. Obviously, if you can get the same exact juice and get the hook, extra half point, take it. But you're not at extreme risk by taking the 1.5, as a 2-point victory margin in college football is fairly rare. And in this case, if you had 1.5 and then won by 2, you don't lose, you just push. You miss out on the win. So again, that's why you would get the shop around for the best line if you can. But there's no significant difference there if you don't want to shop around. So Southern Mississippi plus 2. Actually, if you want to take a money line for Southern Mississippi to win outright, that's also a solid play. But I prefer the plus 2. There's a chance in college football, a 1-point margin of victory in any football game is not rare. So I like the plus points, but the money line at plus money is also a positive net value. And again, under 57 on that game is the second play. I don't see any models that I've done where it goes over 57, although there's not a huge cushion. It's not like a projected score of 47, 45, 47. It's lower 50s, but none of my models go over 57. Therefore, it's a solid play. The next game, Nevada at California. And this is a solid play on Nevada plus 3.5. In fact, I have numerous models that have Nevada winning outright in a small upset. But when you can get 3.5 points, that's a very solid play. You can lose by a field goal and win the bet. So Nevada plus 3.5 points, a solid play. Again, if you like underdogs, Nevada outright winner on the money line at nice plus money is a positive net value. I'm taking 3.5 points so I can withstand a field goal loss and win the bet. The final pick, Utah State at Washington State, taking Utah State plus 17.5. Once again, this is a pick where about 40% of the books have the 17.5, 60% of the books have 17. That's an interesting hook. 17 obviously is a common victory margin, 2 touchdowns and a field goal. But it's not so common that you have to be losing sleep if you get plus 17, because 17 is by no means a key number such as 3, 7, 10, 4, 6, etc. So once you get up to a high enough victory margin, the hook becomes less and less valuable. Again, stating the obvious, but if you get Alabama in a game that's a 50-point favorite and you can get 50.5, you're negligible value. So you better be just getting the best juice on that. So Utah State plus 17.5 with a moderately valuable hook on the extra half point. A strong lean is to the under on that game. I'm not playing that. Actually, it's on my spreadsheet as a play, which I crossed out from last night into this morning. I don't feel as comfortable about the under by any means as I do on the Utah State plus 17.5, although I have that as a strong lean on the under. If you've got your own information that you like the under, this may confirm it or deny it. So recapping, 10 picks today. Skipping baseball for today as I didn't see any net positive value in that. 10 plays. Rice plus 19.5. Iowa minus 170 on the money line. Marshall minus 2. Massachusetts Pittsburgh under 56. Oregon State Purdue under 69. Texas San Antonio Illinois under 50.5. Southern Miss, Southern Alabama, under 57, and Southern Miss, plus 2 points. Nevada, plus 3.5 points. Utah State, plus 17.5 points. 10 picks. Good luck. Enjoy this football Saturday.